The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Well, Chef Balcha Guji and E.S. Festa, Charlene, DL, the Bip, your Park O'Donnell. Welcome to the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. We have a serious show in store this evening for you here at the O'Donnell Park. I want to first thank Aidan Borland, the legend Aidan Borland, for the Power Hour Plus. We're here with Joe Dex this evening, producing the show, along with Oisín Kelly, our head of sport. Oisín does have an odd good idea. One of them was to give me my own show, which was a great idea, on Highland. The next was to have the show out here tonight. So, Oisín, do you stay on that one, sorting out the show here this evening. Thanks to the lads. We have a packed show this evening for us. We're going to look forward to the Ulster Championship here in Donald Park. Andy was telling me here beside me that it's the first time in 75 years Antrim was the last team to come and play us in a championship game. Now it's the Division 3 champions from down against the Division 1 champions, our own Donegal. Later in the show, we're going to hear from a few men that know a bit about the Ulster Championship. Rory Kavanagh and Charlie McGrew are here, multiple winners, along with a man that's flown in all the way from Mahayarn. The one and only Ronan McNamee of Tyrone is here. We're also going to hear from Frankie Campbell, a late replacement. He's a substitute in for Harney. He's getting warmed up. John Jazz couldn't make it. We're going to hear from him later on in the show as well. And we have some great people in the audience this evening, including Dr. Jim McDade, who has his name on a stand over there, and rightly so, after everything he's done for this club and the evolution of this club. Just from the weekend, we had our under 20 ladies at an Ulster Championship victory over Tyrone, and our minors beat Cavan. Just a special word on our hurlers. A phenomenal display down in Kerry, losing by 5 points in the end, but playing the game with 14 men for 50 minutes. It was an unbelievable performance because Kerry are a side, they're the out and out favourites for this competition. They're playing in Division 2B next year. They're Division 2, they're right up at a level where they're trying to make the next step. So an amazing performance from Mickey McCann's side. A wee word for Mark McHugh as well, our own Mark McHugh down in West Meath. Brilliant victory over Meath yesterday in the championship. 9 goals in the first 2 games. He's flying it down there. We might get a wee bit of chat about that later in terms of the context of the championship and how a big team can be taken down. But first of all, folks, our opening panel, I'm joined by Barry Meehan, former championship winner with St. Eunan's. He got a wee bit of help from me at the time. Eugene Duffy is here, our chairman, and Andy McGlynn, who, Andy, you do a lot of jobs, right?
Anything and everything, yeah.
You're kit man, development officer, grounds man, logo to go man, you do it all. But Eugene, I'm going to start with you, our chairman. Eugene, first year in, you picked a good time to come, my man. Timing's everything, as they say.
I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you, because it's been fairly hectic now this last 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks even. It's full on. It really is. The amount of organisation that goes into a game like this. It's our first championship game, as you mentioned, in 75 years. So that's very new for Ulster. Obviously, we're a new venue for Ulster. And they have to come map the stadium, etc., etc., look at safety factors, all that kind of stuff. We have a lot of work to do to get up to scratch, as I say, well, to keep things in line. Like, we have a fantastic venue here. We got a great lift when they came down from the seat, and Rory Cunningham and Aisling Grugan and Laura Woods came down to map the stadium, and they were so impressed with the facilities we have here. And as I said, always Mark, like I say, Jimmy McDade there, as you say, in the stand. But most of the funding that we have done here is through the club. Fantastic fundraisers, fundraising people. We had like some great treasures as well over the past. We had some hard times here. But when you look out now what we have here, it's so impressive. When you look out the back of that stadium there, it's unreal. Like we have top of the range pitches, a new one opening up now in the next lot of weeks. As I say, it's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be a great exhibition for the club. Yeah. So proud for all the people around the town as well to be part of it. Will I shut up now?
Magic stuff, magic stuff. Andy, your part and obviously your dad's part in all this, you know, the hurlers have made this place their home because the pitch is so well kept. It's the best pitch in the county. How it stands up to all these games, I do not know, but you're doing a phenomenal job.
We don't know neither, Brendan. I suppose, look, there is a lot of work goes into it. Joe Keeley, my dad, then we would have external contractors would come in. Without them, it would be impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible to keep this up. So it's a team effort, Andy.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Brendan.
Yeah, and Barry, your point here in all you're saying in the club, you'd be out to do with the underage, the amount of things going on in this club and in the background of it, the facilities that we have here, it's growing and growing, and we're on the cusp now of a really memorable championship game.
It's unreal, Brendan. You know, when you think back, I remember us in 97, Brendan Roach had us out training, getting ready for a minor championship, and they just dug the drains down in the main field, and New Year's Day, and we were all over getting sick in the drains before the session was over. And you know, and from then on to the actual development of that pitch, the development of the training field, and you see now what's coming out the back, like it's phenomenal. And then you see the number of teams, like there's over 40 teams now in the club. You know, I see my young lads out, but your young lad at under 8, there's nearly 50 of them at under 8 on a Sunday morning, like it's phenomenal. And there's phenomenal work going on at underage, you know. And I know people talk about different other clubs and what they're doing at underage. You know, St Union's is up there with every other club and what they're doing at underage. And the biggest thing is participation and making sure every one of those young girls, young boys are developed. You know, some of them will go on and play football. But, like, when you look around the world, you see them, there's some in America, they're running their own companies. They're over in London running their own companies. You know, they become bigger people, better people for being involved in St Union's.
Yes. And one man I forgot to mention, Brendan Gilcoyne has actually helped me set up the show. Sorry, Brendan. A wee shout out there, my man. He's coming on the panel at the end there. Eugene, just the dynamics of this and how it all works around the team that's there. You mentioned obviously coming down for the recce around the grounds and that, but the putting things in place between you and Ulster Council and how that's all set up, you know, with shuttle buses and stewards to come in and that. I mean, the amount of meetings and, as you said there, a few headaches maybe, but it's all coming together.
Listen, it is a real challenge as a club, but it's really enjoyable. I've said this man privately and now publicly that I can't do without this man here, him and his da. There's not a nut or a bolt in this place that they don't know where it is, like. And as I say, that's where it all starts. So these people they know where everything is and they know how they run the things. We've had National League games before, but this is a wee bit special. This is a wee bit more, and like, kind of, there's a bit more intensity to this. We had a meeting here on Wednesday, last Wednesday. We had the Ulster Council down here, Brian McAvoy, Steve McGeehan, and had a meeting in a pre, kind of, an event organising meeting or whatever with Donegal, five or six from the county board, myself and Andy, the guards, the county council. That's the kind of level of stuff that you're at, organising traffic, organising safety, organising shuttle buses, looking at every avenue to make as little impact or a kind of a negative impact, I suppose, or with traffic and that around the town. You're always kind of trying to keep people happy. We had a wee bit of issue up, you know, with parking at times or whatever, like we're trying to nullify all that kind of stuff. You know, as I say, all them things, you'll not put out every fire. Steve McGeehan there from the Ulster Council, I don't know if he's listening or not, but he said about, you know, how far could we get a shuttle bus going around by TK Maxx? I said, Jesus Christ, this is 400 metres from TK Maxx to the bottom of the town. If they can't walk 400 metres, they shouldn't be going to a football match. You know, because anywhere you go, no matter where you go, Clonus or Dublin or anywhere you go to any championship matches, you're going to have to walk a wee bit. Like, and it's not that far a walk. The weather's good too. I've organised that. Me and Andy there, we're up in the Adoration Chapel. Praying.
Everything's done.
Everything's sorted. Everything's sorted.
And they just done that and the busyness of it. Obviously, Logo to Go, that's your company. We get a wee plug in there, my mum will look after you. How do you manage all this thing? Because every time I'm at this park, I look around to see where you are when I'm walking about, because you're usually here. So you're juggling a lot, lad. You have a young family as well.
Yeah, no, I have a very understanding wife at home. Lindsay's great support. The kids, great support. My dad there. Take them. Look, it's going to be a very, very special day for the club and for the town. I suppose from the first time Donegal came back in 2007, you ran riot that day, 7 points.
Good man. We'll talk about that for a while, will we?
Right up until today, like it's been It's been a busy couple of years.
There's a couple of two-pointers in that one as well, actually. I know you mentioned it.
well, we didn't have the art back then, unfortunately, but...
Yeah, good times. Barry, just on that, you know, the club, yesterday, the under-8s were way up in Kilmacud on a big trip. Well done to Stephen and Damien and all the lads for taking them up. But just like that, the amount of things that's happening here in the town, and as the lads mentioned, you know, the effect of this game on the town, when you think about all the businesses here, and of course Sister Sarah's own sponsor, you know, Dry Arts and Shop Across the Road, and the impact to all the businesses in the town, this was the place to bring the game, you know, around. Like if you're from down, whatever, travelling, there's so much happening in the town, it's a great place to be in match day.
Absolutely, and like for most of the people coming from down, they have the Saturday night, you know, they get to stay in the hotels in the town, they get to, you know, it provides for the economy of the town, which is great, and as you say, it helps the businesses around the town, and it is very accessible, you know, it is really accessible, and as, you know, Eugene says, I think there's very few places in anywhere in the country you'll go where you have to walk a wee bit to the game, you know, you have to walk, and that's it, but like, there's a shuttle bus going from the bottom of the town, which is great, you know, and that there's people out, and once the game's over, everybody goes back into the town, there's going to be a great buzz about the town, and you know, even for anybody who, unfortunately, you know, the fact of the matter is, there isn't going to be enough tickets, and everybody's very conscious of that there, but you know, for everybody else, there's going to be a hive of activity around the towns, you know, so get in around the town, support the businesses as well.
Yeah, 100%. Eugene, just on that, the sponsorship to the club, the things that are run, the events, obviously the rally coming here, it all culminates, but this will be a good day for the club as well in terms of helping it, and then that can be put back in, and maybe we'll get Jimmy McDade to back into the doll, we'll get another stand built across there, and we'll rival McCool Park.
That's the plan. But yeah, you're saying about, like, if you look around there, like, as we all know, Ollie Harvey, like, I don't think there's been the county doesn't Ollie Harvey, but he is the main person for getting all the signage and stuff around, and all the signage around Donald Park is phenomenal, and the back of the big new signs as well, the back of the James McDade stand as well, like, it's just been constant. The buy-in from the town, the businesses in the town, has been fantastic, and we really appreciate that from all the sponsors, because believe you me, all that money that comes into the club, when you talk about under 8s and 40 teams, like, there's a lot of footballs, there's a lot of cones, there's a lot of balls, there's a lot of grass cutting, and that's all to provide a healthy outlet and a real kind of constructive place for kids. I always say, when you come in that gate, that brown gate over there by the turnstiles, once you go in there, when kids go in there, that's it, they're in there, they're safe.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big, big, massive, it's like a big playground, and as I say, this is where they should be, you know, like, spend their time, because it's no better place.
Yeah, and we've plans for the kind of walkway around that. Usually a great place to go and, you know, do a bit of training, go for a walk. It's a lovely area around there. Yeah. They blow the head off you days, but...
Yeah, there's a 1.3 kilometre walkway there, yeah, around as well, and it has been fantastic with it full. And then the lads and Damien McCauley and all of it all fenced off, and it looks great. And as I say, it's just another healthy initiative that parents who come out on a Sunday morning, or parents who can come out, and even during the week they can come out and go down around it. You're in off the road, you know, the traffic's not in your ear. Like, it's great. Like, it's like the countryside and the town. Like,
a few people may be spying on us, Barry. That's the only thing. You'll always have that. Where's Sharks at?
Sharks down the back.
Sharks was one of those bleeping machines, recording devices. He was watching everybody that was moving. Sharks was the main man for watching any covert operations. Barry, just on your own coaching, you took a year out. Slot Neil was after you, but not enough money here. And they got a cheap Gary McDade or something then. A second rate Barry Meehan, is that what?
Good man to be, you tell everybody. listen, I suppose it was always kind of my intention last year.
You've done a lot of years together.
I did a lot of years together, and suppose we had a busy year at home. You know, suppose you know yourself, like before the county final last year, my wife's father passed away.
Yes.
And then, you know, suppose they're building a Micah rebuild, and she took on that there the whole last year, and then the young fella, he was going for surgery at the start of this year, so with everything culminating together,
it was time
to give something back to the
family.
Yeah,
I got my eyes open now around that time frame, and how much was needed, you know. I kind of thought I could kind of dip in.
There's no such thing as dipping in. You're all in or you're not in. They can always say that there. You know, if you're going to go after it, you have to go after it full on. Like, you know, so this year we're going after holidays. We're going to Thailand in July and we're heading for America.
You're going nowhere. You're helping me with under 16s.
You know, so I'm in with the dream team, Duffy and Kilcoyne. Like, you know, so
be careful what you say because you could nab for a job. That's the message here, folks. Don't let on you any time, anywhere, ever. Or you'll get pulled in. They sound a bit of care of myself here. Listen, folks, that was panel one here. A round of applause for the lads. Barry Mayne,
thank you all. Thanks, Ben. Cheers. Thanks very much, Ben.
Thanks very much. We'll be back after this ad break.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny. Serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Yes, welcome back to DL Debate. We're at our panel two here. Yahoo! I'm joined by two men with a lot of experience of this club and maybe in this bar as well, Frankie Campbell and Charlie Mulgrew. Charlie, how are you, lad?
Good, Brian.
Keeping good, Frankie?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Charlie, you've a lot of history, obviously, in the club and in the Ulster Championship as well, coaching and managing Donegal, Fermanagh playing. Just before we get into that there, just the change in face of this club. I was joking with you before we came in about the old fragrancy of the old dressing rooms and the pitch, the way it used to be. I mean, it's unreal now. And of course, a brand new pitch down again, expanding out some changes at the club from your time here.
It's been incredible, Bryn. There's no doubt about it. Since I remember my first championship match with the seniors was in 1978, and we played out there against Ardragh. And it was the pitch was kind of, it was a small pitch and it was a mucky pitch and it wouldn't be allowed to be played in these times. But anyway, the change has been phenomenal. And I mean, it's a credit, as I said earlier, the first panel of guys. I mean, the amount of people that have been involved in this club and the amount of effort and the things that they've brought to this club has been amazing. And it's, you know, quite a few of them have passed on now, but they're still in our thoughts and that type of thing. But it's a... It really is phenomenal, and now you've got John Harn was there for a couple of years as chairman and drove it on well, and I suppose James McDade, as you mentioned earlier, was a chairman in the past, and Sean Boyd and men like that, and kind of going to forget, but Frankie was very involved as well, and Joe Winson and men like that were so really great to this club and really brought it on, you know, and great people, men as well. Apart from being good, hard workers, they were people.
Oh, 100%. Frankie, there was games played out here in the 1930s, but it was 1937 that the pitch was formally opened. Do you remember that?
Or? No, faintly, but I haven't a great memory of it.
But Frankie, you've seen some stuff here. You know, Charlie was on about it. You know, my images of the guys that were previous to us, some of the crack we had, particularly thinking back to obviously 97 and around those times, the really special times in Unions and when the club really started to take off again.
Yeah, well, we had a very bad run in the late 70s, 80s. Well, we won a final, in 83, beat my old club, Ardragh. But after that, then again, we went into a bit of a slump until it came back to the 90s in your era. And things picked up, and thankfully from there on, we've done pretty good, you know.
Yeah, you're a bit of an entertainer.
Now and again, sing a few songs. We'll keep that quiet.
We're going to do that after. Anne was saying just there's music in that, and after the match against Downing here, and come up surely and enjoy the crack. Charlie, what have you made of the Ulster Championship? You know, I'm just thinking back to your time you were in, obviously, when I first came in, obviously you played and won, you were in the 92 era. You know, football is just the evolution of it's gone. It was 2004 you went on that big run with Fermanagh, wasn't it, the All-Ireland semi?
Yeah, 2004. A long time ago now.
You beat Cork, Donegal, Armagh. It was a replay with Mayo, wasn't it, back then? I remember it was some season.
Yeah. It was one of them years just... Lady Luck was with us, you know, so even that we beat Donegal and Clonus that evening, and I remember some particular young fellow was very rash and he got himself sent off early on the game, and the Fermanagh boys were saying he did that for me, you know. So thanks, Brent.
You're welcome, Charlie. Anything to help out an old mate.
Yeah.
But Charlie, just your time there, Downer coming to town, obviously, like back in those early 90s, there was a huge rivalry down, there was some football team, like, It's funny, you know, that they've formed the bigger teams in Ulster. They've dropped off. Are you surprised at that? Because they have, they've got the history. They've got the most, you know, they've got the five All-Irelands. But yet, they just can't seem to get really up. Now, they had a good championship last year, and they gave us a game in the championship in Clonus, but they certainly are below the hierarchy.
They're a bit down, you know, for the last 15 or 20 years. They're a bit of an enigma. You really don't know what kind of a down team you're going to get. And, like, they've been, you know, they've been very, like a sine graph, or up and down. You know, sometimes they're good, and then sometimes they're very bad. They don't seem to have any level of consistency. But, you know, as you say, Brendan, last year, they were decent, and I think they're improving. That's the fear. Like, they have been improving, and they are improving, and they're going to be a tougher challenge on Sunday. Notwithstanding, I think, like, we still win the game, but if Donegal go out half-cocked, I don't think that, or, you know, if they take down for granted, it's like any game. If a team goes out, you meet any team, and you're not up for it. Mm. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But it should be okay. But Down definitely have improved. I just think that their physical size, they're not going to be able to win enough primary possession, and the kickouts, etc., etc. So I still think we'll have enough to beat Down. But
that's a wee divinity there. Could somebody give him a mic? Never quiet, them boys. I'm sorry, Charlie.
Nah, you're okay, Brian. Yeah.
But I suppose I just mentioned at the top, Mark McHugh's phenomenal one for Westmeath. There's the team that should be winning that match. So there's always that warning there, you know. Listen, I was at Kevin Monaghan yesterday. You know, Monaghan looked like they were going to blitz him, but yet Kevin get hung on there, and then, you know, come back. There was three in it. They had a few opportunities. So, you know, a lot of things are going to have to go right, but certainly it's up to just Donegal's performance.
Definitely is. Like, if Donegal come with what they have and play, you know, at a high level of intensity, I can't see Down bothering us, but that's not what Down will be thinking. I'm sure they'll be coming with an attitude. They're going to try and do well. Yeah. I don't know whether they had their full team in that final, that Division 3 final that they played. Yeah. I don't know if they had. There seemed to be a few boys missing for that particular game anyway. Yeah. So, based on that there, you wouldn't be thinking Donegal's game.
Yeah. And Frankie, just all what you've seen of sport over time, the change in nature, because back in the days, you could have a wee cigarette at half time or maybe a wee can of Guinness before the game. You know, it wasn't the way it is now. You look at these boys and they're primed and they're ready. It's just a complete life change for you. It is all in or nothing.
It's completely different lifestyle altogether. Before the game, during the game, after the game, everything has changed. And we got to know all the other teams and some of the supporters through a bit of camaraderie after the games, you know, especially. We went to.
Do you think we've lost a wee bit, lad?
I definitely do. Yeah. My age group,
we've
lost out because I remember when Donegal were going good in the early 90s when we won the All-Ireland. The players all came in, especially the games were all in Balbuffet. They came up to the U-Drop Inn or they went to any of those other pubs, you know, and you met all the players there and then. And you had, I'm not
even the clubhouse in Balbuffet used to always be in.
Yeah, I have nothing against the way their discipline today is fantastic and everything else. It's got really professional in regards. We want to just going off the county side. We want to an under-21. In 1990, St. Eunice's beat Gidore in the final, and I don't think we had one training session the whole year. I'm not bumming or bragging about it, but that's the way things were then. That's Raymond Blake and myself were in. Hope Raymond's happy. But that's a fact.
Just turn up and won the match. That's all you had to do. Match fit. What do you think of this now, Charlie? Because you've seen both sides of that now. It was obviously getting very serious, even with Fermanagh around that time. How would you enjoy that bit of bench pressing and 400 sit-ups a day?
Well, I don't know about me, Bren, but I think I'm on Frankie's side. I think it's the social aspect of it has really disappeared, and I can't say, I don't know what to say about that, because there's an aspect of drinking involved and stuff like that, but definitely you don't get to know the players. I mean, even that Donegal team now, you might meet some of the guys on the street, you might walk past them, you wouldn't actually, God, that's such and such a fella.
Yeah.
I met Luke Byrd up in Max Deli.
Yeah, Mike, he's brought us some food tonight. A wee shout out to Mike's Deli as well. Thanks, Mike. There's a bit of grub up here.
He usually gives out to me for calling Mike's mate, so that's why I just wanted to emphasize it's Mike's Deli.
Well, thanks for reminding me, because he's brought us here grub tonight. No bother to Eugene. Yeah. No bother to Union. He, of course, didn't want me to say this out the way. Of course, you got the Hall of Fame, a great club man as well.
Yeah, it was just that. So you meet guys in the street, and you're past them before you say, Gene and Mike, that's what such and such and such and such. And you have to go back then and say, hello, good luck, and best of luck in the match coming up and things like that. So that part of it, you don't, I don't know if that matters much or not, but it's just different.
Yeah, it's just different. Frankie, just for the game on Sunday, you'll be up here anyway, and you'll get the crack going, and I'm sure we'll give you a mic that you'll properly perform maybe on Sunday evening with a good one under your belt.
Without a doubt. Yeah, hopefully we'll have a good one. I think we're good enough, and I'll go with what Charlie said, but you don't take down for granted, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
Do you want to give us a plus minus, Charlie? What do you think we'll... Do you think we'll win it? 6 points, 8?
I'd be very cautious, Brendan, of saying things like that, because you don't want to be, you know what I mean, saying that Donegal's going to win.
That's your manager hat now. You see
that's
going
it.
On
yeah, well, you have to sort of be, I mean, there's psychology everywhere, no matter where you go or what you do.
It's
or
dangerous.
What you say.
It's dangerous. The it's just you've got to manage is, you know? Expectation, yeah.
Yeah. If you say something like Donegal, I remember Paddy O'Shea, I was in Dublin, and Kerry were playing somebody, but anybody, this is quite a few years ago, but anyway, I seen a headline. I was in a particular bar in Ratoath, and I just seen a headline on the television. Paddy O'Shea says that Kerry are going to get stuffed. And I was thinking to myself, good man, Paddy, when everybody else in the country was saying Kerry are going to win by 100 points, that type of thing. So that was the kind of thing. He wasn't going to give anything away, you know. So.
Perfect. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie McGrew, Frankie Campbell, much appreciated. We'll be back after this break with Ronan McDabee, Brendan Kilcoyne, and Rory Kavanagh.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Welcome back to the DL Debate. We're at O'Donnell Park, or the O'Donnell Park, as Oisin Kelly calls it. We're back at O'Donnell Park here in Letterkenny, and we're under our final panel. And what a great panel we have with Brendan Kilcoyne, Ronan McNamee, and Rory Kavanagh. They need little introduction. I'm going to start with our guest here from Mahi Aran, Ronan McNamee. Ronan, of course, you've serious Donegal blood, as we know. You were nearly a Donegal man. He actually slipped through the net, Cavs. We nearly had this man. He was a Donegal man up until what age?
About 6 months, I think it was.
Somebody told me you had a Donegal jersey on you, or tracksuit, when you were about 13, 14. Is this true?
It's true. It was bit into me at an early age, but luckily I got the grips with
luckily,
as I got on.
Yes. Well, listen.
Adam here, he could still play a wee bit.
Oh, listen, for sure. He plays a wee bit of soccer with Capri and all there. Ronan, what have you made? Listen, I was up at the Drone Armagh game. Just a word on your lads first. I mean, shocking Division 2 campaign, like only getting points. Like they drew against 14-man Kildare, beat Cavan, beat Whipping Boys awfully, but they lost to all the big sides. So we weren't expecting anything, but there was a bit of bite in the championship then come the Armagh game.
They definitely showed their teeth a wee bit. And I think on another day, there could have been obviously the bounce of a ball between the two teams and end up, but losing Dara and losing Brian early on sort of ruffled their feathers a wee bit, and it took them a wee while to settle in. But Colin Kilpatrick probably played the best game he's played in maybe 2 years or so, like, there's loads of positives to take.
And that was without Jordan, that was without McCurry. Like, they were misfiring. Like, McCurry looks like he's lost maybe a yard of pace. Like, all them things were going against you, but yet, you know, you're so competitive, you could have made a case for one, then.
Aye, and I think whenever Dara got hurt and they run Matty off the bench, like, I think his experience straight away, he kicked one of his left foot, settled us down.
Yeah.
And it did look like Armagh could have sort of got the grips out a wee bit better, but to credit to Tyrone, they hung in, and like any of them games, like, if you know you're faltering a wee bit during the year, you're just trying to hang in to the last 10 minutes, and when they do go down to the wire, you always have a chance. Ulster Championship's absolutely crazy year on year. There's always a shock or a potential shock somewhere, so you're always confident inside in your own house, you know. So and you find rightly, Tyrone were away for a week in Portugal, and if they got their house in order, which they did, that they wouldn't have been far away, and they still, I'd say, with a bit of luck, will have plenty to say come down the track.
That's, I would say that. Kev, what have you made of them opening three games? You know, Rowan talks about the Ulster Championship, but has it lost a wee bit of its allure, maybe? You know, you're listening, Kevin Monaghan yesterday, wee bit, you know, it seemed a bit of a non-event a wee bit. To me, you know, Kevin or Monaghan obviously have an improved season. Kevin are kind of like stagnant, you know. Is there, a lot of people are kind of putting now Armagh and Donegal kind of a bit ahead of the rest, even though, as I say, Tyrone are just maybe tucked in behind them?
I would agree with that. Like, you know, Tyrone, they've a lot of talent. Obviously, from the under-21s, their success, you know, at All-Ireland level. So we know that that'll eventually come to bear. Like, probably the crucial time for them was when, you know, Armagh had lost the man and gone into extra time, and there was a stat there that they were still getting six, maybe seven of their short kickouts away, which was almost criminal when you're looking at it with an extra man and not pushing up and allowing Armagh easy possession. Like, they really should have went for the jugular there when they had a man in the ascendancy. But look, they showed tremendous spirit, you're right, like, and they were right in that game. But, you know, for me, Donegal and Armagh are still a good bit ahead. Like, you talk about Monaghan, the amount of talent that they had lost in the last number of years. Like, and that's hard, like, to replace.
A lot of injuries
like,
as well. Yeah.
A lot of injuries as well, like, you know. So, to me, they're still out ahead of the rest.
Yeah. Brendan, listen, I mean, you'll be at all the games watching. In all your time, have you ever seen Donegal going as well? You know, I was trying to think back to the other seasons where they're producing performances. They look like if they want to, they can take you apart. And as we've seen in the league final, the other best team in Ireland.
Yeah, it was a hugely impressive league campaign for Donegal, Brendan. You know, particularly early on, there was a drop-off maybe for the Roscommon game and for the Monaghan games towards the latter part of the league. But, you know, up to that, they played some phenomenal football, so they did, and they look in great shape. And, you know, I think you can attribute that to a few different things. I think, you know, the fact Jason McGee is a huge factor in that, in my opinion. He's come into the middle of the field this year. He's got fit for the first time in a few years, and he's having a huge influence in every game, and he's just that out ball every time, so he is, you know. And I think another factor too, you know, having the physicality across the middle with Jason, Huey, Michael Langan, Keelan, and of course Murphy coming out then when necessary, kind of thing, you know. You just it's a wall of five huge men, so it is. And that's been a massive factor. And yes, there was a drop off for Roscommon and Monaghan, but Shane O'Donnell had missed a couple of games then when he was injured, and he's the guy that, you know, carries the ball from defence into attack, and he's so pivotal in everything that Donegal do, sort of like what Paddy Clifford does for Kerry. So he does, you know, just on the ball an awful lot, securing possession, taking the right option. And, you know, there's so much positives for Donegal out of the league campaign. You look at the form of the likes of Conor O'Donnell, you know, his ceiling, I said it last year after they won the junior championship out here in the park, his ceiling is just so high, what he's doing. And you can see that improvement. You can see the confidence he's playing with. And that's, you know, that confidence is through the team. Now, listen, it is the league. It's early in the year. It doesn't guarantee anything over the next 12, 14 weeks, so it doesn't from that. But they're in a good place. Word coming out of the camp is, you know, that they're pretty much injury-free, that a lot of these guys that have been carrying niggles, like Zafara, you know, Sean Patton back in the mix. That said, Gavin Mulroney had a massive league campaign, so he had. That a lot of these guys are coming back and they're fit and they're ready to go. So Donegal are in good place, so they are coming out of that league campaign, definitely, Brendan.
Yeah, certainly. Is that a bit of a scare? You know, Roy mentioned under-20s. Listen, talent's one thing. Having the right people in the right places, I think, is the big thing. And when you're looking at Donegal now, it looks like everybody in every position is flying it. Now, I know you were a brilliant inside man, a man market man. We seem to be able to manage with maybe just one of your kind in there. And how Donegal play it, it is about sitting compact. I know they're pushing out more this year, going tagging players and that, but when every player gets it, everybody's a threat.
They're a serious outfit at the minute. There's serious running power anywhere, from cornerback. You look at that Kerry game, was it Keelan McColgan went to David Clifford? You know, you're sort of expecting Brendan McColl to go again, but like, McColl mixes it up, can mark whoever. Stephen McMenamin's there. If you need a dog, you can fire him in. But regards to Owen Bann as well. So, but regards to running power, you have serious threat once the turnover happens, that they're hitting the counter at crazy pace. Like, so for disappointing for me to say it, like, and admit it, but But at the minute, they're definitely they're streets ahead of what's coming. It's hard to know regards to the league final as to how. Obviously, Donegal were at a really high level, but it's hard to know what where the fall off was with Kerry. Kerry looked to be very poor, but at the same time, you can only play and beat what's in front of you. And Donegal had the butt between their teeth. Yeah. From
you would handle Conor O'Donnell, all right? Would you?
I would. Well,
a few dark arts.
We had this dark arts conversation leading to Ireland, and he never came clean with these dark arts. What are the dark arts? Yeah, I think we all have a fair idea. But Kev's. You know only too well Jim and his training and what they're doing. And as I was just saying to Bren there, Donegal are absolutely flying. Is there anything where you think about the training that's going in that? Is that hard to keep up all the time? Or how do you manage that throughout the season, with this close season now that, like, we are absolutely... I mean, that league final, I mean, that looked like... You, if we're like that in All-Ireland final, brilliant. But yeah. Is it hard to kind of keep that up? You can through now an Ulster campaign, obviously into the All-Ireland series, and then, you know, quarter, semis and finals, if we were to. A lot of big games.
Look, just back to the point that you made, you know, in terms of Jason McGee and having him fit. Like, you know, looking at the All-Ireland final last year, we'd obviously said we lacked that bit of physicality, especially in the first half, and couldn't get our hands in primary possession. And he has set out his stall early doors, and Jason is playing from the start. Hugh McFadden is playing from the start. You know, Langan, these boys are getting their hands. And most teams that we're playing, we're starting to dominate. You said we can put a big wall of five around there when the time comes. So that's been a hugely positive, the fact that he has come through a full league campaign, Jason McGee I'm talking about here, unscathed. That, to me, that's huge. Like, and we need him like really operating at a high level coming into championship. So that there, along with, you know, getting the boys back, like Farah that you mentioned, like Shane O'Donnell, Kieran Moore, these boys, you know, Finbar Rody didn't even start the league final. So yeah. There's plenty of boys to come back in to keep things freshening up. Like Max Campbell had an unbelievable yeah. league final, like, and it was the first time I seen him in the flesh, like, and he was phenomenal. Like, yeah. So Jim has a way of, you know, whatever players come in to do a job, they seem to be just full of confidence, like, and going in playing like they've been around.
Is he night after night?
I think it's preparation. Yeah. Like, yeah. I really do. I think it's preparation. Like, he used to always hammer into us, confidence comes from being prepared. Like, yeah. And, you know, he doesn't leave any stone unturned when it comes to that. Like, you know, whether it's the gym side of things, whether it's the recovery, and, you know, he's been managing the players brilliantly. Like, and, you know, we're very lucky that we have him, you know.
Yeah, certainly. And Brendan, Terry McGrew rightly dodged that what we had won by the weekend. I know, listen, I was only messing about that, but in terms of Donegal, listen, they won Division 1, down on Division 3, they just about, you know, after extra time with Wexford. So, you know, last season they were playing in Division 2, and even though they went down, they were competitive in a lot of those games, and I think probably put them in the championship nicely. And Down could end up in the Tailteann now. If Westmeath beat Laois, they'll be in the Tailteann. Beat Kildare, they'll be in the Tailteann. So that's probably hung a bit of a cloud over them. Now, Down play through certain players, particularly Murdoch, midfield, McGuinness, Big Haverns, very good. Now, I've noticed with Havern this last week, teams have got wise to him because he's coming outside the arc and he can bang it, but people are getting close to him. He hasn't been scoring what he's been scoring. So, you know, you look at Down in terms of, like, that's three of their key men, but Donegal, there's not really, I mean, we have key men, but like, how do you start to shut things down, as the lads were saying? Basically, McCall's about the only player that doesn't seem at some stage to be up about to kick a point.
Yeah, definitely, Brendan. And, you know, they have so much versatility within all them backs. Like you mentioned, Finbar Rorty is a brilliant man-to-man marker too. He can do it no problem, but he's so good getting up the field too. So, he's multitasking in that respect. And, you know, we spoke about, you know, the young players coming in. Like, we didn't mention Shea Malone, Conor McCall, these kind of guys that were blooded through the league and have made a huge impression. So they have Max, obviously, in the league final too. And they're great young fellas. But Down, and Charlie mentioned, you know, Down are an enigma. There's no doubt in the talent and footballers that they have. And, you know, Conor Laverty, obviously very smart and astute manager too. So, you know, tactically you would expect them to be well ready for the game. But, you know, that, you know, you mentioned Havern, McGuinness, Murdoch. These are quality players. And if they're let play, and if Donegal aren't at it, they're capable of punishing them. So they are. But I think Donegal just have too much, you know, defensively to be able to shut them kind of threats down. So they have, and they've proven that throughout the league, that they've been able to take, we say when the day Mayo came here to shut down Ryan O'Donoghue, had been flying coming into that match, he was shut down that day. Yeah. So they have the tools that in their locker to be able to kind of close off these players. And McGuinness is meticulous in his preparation, so he is, and he'll have the proper men pinpointed for these games and or these matchups, so he will. And you know, they're so important. And you know, all the talk about kind of zonal or man to man and all this kind of thing, and I think it's a hybrid of both that teams will be adapting as the year progresses, and it depends on the, you know, the pace of the attack, or you know, based on the slow attack you probably go into a zonal system and that. So you know, Donegal are so well prepared. They've been away in a week's training camp to sharpen things up. I know Down have our Ronan mentioned that Tyrone have been away, and there's an amazing amount of work they can get done in these weeks. They're training two or three times a day, so they are getting an awful lot of work done. So I've no doubts that Donegal will be well prepared for whatever threat Down can bring to them on Sunday. But it's hard to see Down, you know, you just feel Donegal are just at a different level to Down at the moment, like, you know.
Yes, yes. Ronan, 2021, you just won the All-Ireland, and you kind of went man-to-man in that team. You pushed up, you allowed yourselves to kind of have a kick pass. You really changed it up quite a lot from how a lot of teams were playing. Of course, yourself and Hamson were able to take a lot of, you know, good strikers inside. Is that something you're seeing now about the game? If people can push up man to man, and I suppose the big thing is tactically for Donegal, the zonal, the deep zonal, where he's showing up against a good team, particularly in Croke Park, it's going to get exposed. So we're seeing now a big change in terms of players going after and tagging and actually squeezing up. And now Donegal, it was something that we thought we maybe couldn't do, but we've done it brilliantly this year at times.
Look, the way the game's changed, like, it's obviously changed for the better. Regards are trying to make it more attacking and more open, but any good team that gets a turnover, the quickest way of getting it up the field is through kick pass, through foot, if you can. So, like, when you have to leave three up, you're pretty exposed directly from that there. So if you can get, which Donegal have, plenty of good kick passers, and you have the firepower inside, the danger is always there. But to reverse it, you can be left exposed yourself. So that's where the likes of Down are. They're a strange one at the minute. Potential banana skin for anybody to sort of overlook them. You look at, not last year, but the year before, took a last minute point from Jason Duffy for Armagh to beat them. Armagh went on to win All Ireland. So, you know, if you shake them enough, you'll get something off them. But the likes of Murdoch and Havern and Daniel Guinness, them boys are really quality footballers, you know, and we'll take it personal that they're getting wrote off, and we'll take it personal at the fact that they need to get to an Ulster final to play in the Sam Maguire competition. So there's a potential bite back clause there that could come back and annoy you, but at the same time, any Donegal team that McGuinness has been over, if they have their own house in order, they'll be fine ultimately, because they're a better team, filled with better players. But there's always that wee chance.
Yeah, is there a warning in there, Roy? I looked at the stats last year. Down actually created as many scoring opportunities as us in the game in Clonus last year. They had a couple of wee goal chances as well. They tried to pull out our defence. I think there was a lot of thought put into their performance last year, and they did have moments in the game. But do you think in many ways Donegal look a lot better this year? And maybe for me, Down has maybe gone back a bit, and that's why there maybe isn't as much of a fear from them going into the game.
It's hard to know exactly where they're at, you know, when you've seen them and struggle in the Division 3 final to get over Wexford, and then I suppose Wexford were well beaten by Louth, like, you know, at the weekend. Like, but no, going back to the mindset has to be right from Donegal. The attitude has to be 100% right, because Ulster Championship Fair is probably that wee bit more intensive than anywhere else. So, listen, no doubt them boys will be, you know, totally focused on what their job is, and, you know, ticking key men out, as Brendan says. You know, they'll have their two man markers. You know, he's been road testing. You know, you mentioned Finbar Rorty. I've seen him pick up Oisin Conaty against Armagh. So he's changing around the man marking detail as well. So there's that bit of flexibility. And as you said in the league final, McColgan went on to David Clifford. So he's road testing different things in each round of the league. It's going to be cagey. If you look back at the Ulster semi-final last year, it was cagey enough, as you saying, like, and it took one of those big booming kickouts from Patton that we won over the top, right, that we got the goal, and it was only then that we got separation from them.
Yes.
So,
that's
it. So, like, you can't take anything for granted. Like, you really can't. But you're right. I see Donegal have gone up a level, and those key men in terms of that physicality around the middle of the park, and breaking balls such a key one now. And I see he's been trying Mogan further out the field too at times, and he's been playing him in the half forward line because, you know, him and Ryan McHugh and these boys are it's so vital now. Like, it's gone back to balls gone 40 metres off the pitch, and it's a real contest. And if you don't have good men who are experts in that breaking ball, then you're going to find yourself in real hard times, like, you know, and trying to shift momentum. So look, it sets it up for a good one, you know, and looking forward to O'Donnell Park here is looking well, going to be a brilliant occasion for the club, you know.
Yeah, mighty stuff. We're almost towards the end of the show. Just on that, Brendan, kickouts, right? Kickouts. You mentioned the big men we have in the middle. We weren't playing all them last year. Obviously, McGee was playing with an injury when he did play. It's just a different world now. And how we played against Kerry, I mean, from a down perspective, you're watching that going, how are we going to contain these boys? How are we going to get our hands on the ball? And even yesterday, when Cavan came back into that game, they were getting beat out the gate from kickouts. You know, big begging was just unreal early on. Now, they started to get the grips with how he was dinking balls, and he's got such a range. But they did start to come into the game, and it was about kickouts. That's why they came back in. They had the scoring board will say they came back in that, but it was really around kickouts. So is that the big launch pad as well for Donegal, that they've got the strike runners, the people can open people up, they've got their defensive shape right, they're tagging, and now we've got that serious power out around the middle. So it's all about, I suppose, that full complement, Brendan, being injury-free and then dominating the middle.
Yeah, big time, Brendan, and, you know, just possession, particularly from your own kick out, is just crucial, because what's happening in games is your teams are getting momentum on you. If they're crashing in on your kick out and they're getting joy off that, it's just one way of traffic that way, so it is. And Donegal suffered that big time in the All Ireland last year. Joe O'Connor completely dominated the airwaves in the first 15, 20 minutes, and that gave Kerry the launch pad, so they never really looked in trouble after that, so they didn't. Donegal, by having Jason fit this year, addresses that problem, because he's as good as there is in the country out there. And for a big man, his skill level is phenomenal. Like, you know, he's scoring 3 or 4 points a game too, getting up the field, loves to get on the scoreboard. So, but that's a huge thing. And, you know, I think Hugh McFadden deserves special mention too. You know, Hugh, the last couple of years has been phenomenal for Donegal. He goes out every year, puts, you know, 100%. There's no lack of effort from him around the middle park. So he'll give you that effort. And having that physicality around the field, and having the keeper that's capable of kicking. Now, Donegal are very lucky that they've two keepers that are right up there and really good at it. And most counties wouldn't have that luxury, so they wouldn't, you know. Mulroney has been brilliant throughout the league, so he has. And then you've Sean Patton, if he's back, is reported fit, and we know what he can do with kickouts kind of thing. So Donegal are hugely well-equipped in that department, so they are going forward for the year. I suppose the one worry at the league, Brendan, looking at the league, was, you know, in the latter games, conceding goal chances, particularly, you know, against Galway, Roscommon and Monaghan. Now, they didn't look in any trouble in the league final until the last, when the game was over. But I'm sure that's an area that Jim would have looked at and addressed, kind of thing, to shut out them goal chances.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. Right, folks, brilliant roundup there. Brendan O'Connor, Roland Mac, me, Rory, can I give it up? Folks, thanks very much for coming out here and supporting the DL debate this evening. Next week we're going to have Frank McGlynn on the show. I think our own Niall O'Donnell is joining us as well. So thanks for everybody contributing. Joe Dex here for producing the show. And I will speak to you all next week, and I'll see you all out here on Sunday. And well, big welcome for everybody out of Donegal Park. Come on, enjoy the game. And Donegal for Sam. What do you think, Ronan? Stay tuned for the excellent Monday night sessions coming up now.